This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's service will be given at the close of the program. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and invite you to join us every Sunday on this station.
Our longevity is of interest to most people, but what about the quality of the years that we spend on this earth? We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we return thanks to you for the years that you permit us to live here in this world. We realize, O God, that some of those years can be very difficult, but your grace is sufficient for us. However, O God, we pray that it may not only be the length of our lives that we think about, but the quality of a life that can be lived in a personal relationship with you, Lord Jesus. Help us with that today as we study your holy word, for we ask it in your name. Amen. Hear the word of God, as it is recorded in the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, beginning with verse 1. Here our Lord says, "I tell you the truth. The man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is a shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him, because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him, because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore Jesus said again, I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out, and he will find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. The Gospel of the Lord. Friends in Christ, the longevity of an American's life continues to increase, and they say it's going to go on and on and on. Some scientists say that the upper practical limits to the life of a human being living in this part of the world will be about 85 years. But others believe that sometime in the 21st century, we can expect a life expectancy of about 100 years. That almost blows our mind, doesn't it? A life expectancy of about 100 years. I know we have many people today who reach the 100 mark, but it's not too common. Realizing all of this, we have a very important question, and it is this. What will the quality of life be like in these 100 years that we live on this earth? Will it be a kind of a life that we really want to have? Here are some of the qualities that are necessary for a good life. We need an alert mind. A life where we are aware of what is happening in our world. A life where we can enjoy family and friends and have good conversation together. A life where we can pick up a book and be enlightened by its message. That's the kind of a life we need. It also needs to be a life that is relatively pain-free as far as our body is concerned. Oh, it doesn't have to be completely free, but anything that an aspirin will take care of, that'll be fine. It should be a life where we are mobile. We might not be able to walk for several miles, but we should be able to get around. And if not by foot in these latter years, then at least in a wheelchair. It needs to be a life where there is enough money to provide for the necessities of life and a few luxuries, and a time where we do not have to be dependent upon loved ones to take up our expense. But is this all that we need for quality living? An alert mind, a pain-free body, a mobile footage, and a life that has enough money that we won't be dependent upon anybody else? Jesus, I believe, implies the question today when he says, is that all you really need? And then he would answer it by saying, no. I have come that they might have life and that they might have it abundantly. In that answer of our Lord, he implies that there is more to life than these earthly qualities that we so often feel are necessary. We need more than a healthy body. We need more than adequate financial resources. We need more than a good social life. And the extra part that we need for real living, quality living, is a personal and intimate relationship with Him. Now, here is where the Christian faith can be laughed at sometimes. And they can point to all kinds of people and say, this person has no time for Jesus Christ, doesn't know Him, not concerned about Him, and that fellow really has a quality life. But our Lord would hurry on to say, examine his life in the quietness of his own person and see if he really does. What is this extra need for the quality of life? It is not only to say that I believe in God, but it is to say that I live in a personal relationship with Him every day. And here then, in this 10th chapter of John, our Lord draws a verbal picture. He says, I am the good shepherd, and I gather my sheep around me, and I lead them in and out of the pen. Where I go, they follow me. They know that I am their friend. When I speak to the sheep, they listen, for they know my voice. And our relationship is so intimate that I have a name for each one of them. And so when I call out the name and say, come, that sheep follows me. Again, he says, I am the gate for the sheep. Whoever enters through me will be saved. Now, isn't that interesting, friend? That's our Lord Jesus talking. Whoever enters through me will be saved. And then finally, that great verse, I have come that they might have life and that they might have it abundantly. Or to put it in the language that we understand and use more in our day, I have come that they might have quality living. But our Lord continues with that verbal picture, and he says, I'm not the only one who is out after these sheep. There are others who want to lead them. These people do not come into the door, but they climb into the pen and try to pull the sheep out. They are thieves. They are robbers. They tempt the sheep. But in my case, the sheep do not listen to them. In fact, they run from them. The parable is clear. When anyone but Jesus leads us, life has something lacking. Then we are the lost sheep, and sooner or later, life overwhelms us. We know not where to turn. You understand the parable? Well, Jesus used that verbal picture, but the people around him, did not understand it. And again I ask, do we hear the satanic voice? The voice that sounds so exciting? Come and follow me. And the voice that appeals to our appetites? A little dishonesty doesn't hurt. Look what that extra money will bring you. A little fun out at night, away from your wife or your husband, and into the midst of immorality? That won't hurt you. The life appears glorious for the time, but ultimately, it is a disaster. Life lived out in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is the only kind of a life that can be called quality living. So for just a few minutes, let's take a look at what this life might be like. Well, it's a life where we have a friend. We have a friend who loves us. His name is Jesus. He loves us so much that he walks with us. We are in his possession at all time. He is the one who grants us the forgiveness of our sin. He accepts us where we are. He doesn't condone the wrong that we do, but he is always willing to forgive us. He's the Lord who not only forgives us and through that forgiveness makes us righteous, but he brings us into a relationship with him. And then he begins to change us. And the closer that we walk with him, the better person we are. That's our Lord. That's our friend. He is the one that takes away that hatred and anger that is found in our soul, that can let some terrible thing continue to linger between another person and myself. He is the one who takes away the hatred and anger and makes me a forgiving person. That's when you begin to experience what real living is all about. When I don't have to get up in the morning and review those whom I have offended and hurt, and those who have grown to hate me and I sometimes hate them. What an awful way to live, friend. What an awful way to have these thoughts linger in our soul, so that we're always carrying that burden with us as far as our relationship with people are concerned. When we have a personal relationship with the Lord, then we have a family who cares for us. If we are fortunate enough to have a family where all have received Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, what a blessing that is. My immediate family, and the oneness that we experience in Christ. And we grow up in a family where father and mother, husband and wife, really and truly love one another. They might have a spat once in a while, but they're always forgiving. You sometimes see them giving one another a hug and a big kiss, and looking into the eye and saying, "I love you," and not ashamed to have their children see them cuddle up to one another. What security that is for children. And that's a family that I can grow up in. That's a family that can tell me when I'm wrong, but they always are willing to forgive me and to help me along life's way. That's the family that can encourage me. Whether I'm the brilliant one in the family or the one who has a hard time learning, whether I'm the athlete or the musician or I can't carry a tune or bounce a ball, that's my family that Jesus Christ has entered into, and he binds us together. But there's another family. There's the extended family, beyond the blood. It's made up of those who are my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I can always depend upon them. They love me. And when I really am discouraged, they are the ones who come around to encourage. When I am wrong, they will correct me. And when I am right, they will support me. And when my heart is heavy and burdened, they are the one who will give me a call, a push the doorbell with a plate of cookies and come in and sit down and talk. They're the ones who I can expect to come when a loved one has gone on to be with the Lord. And the nights are dark and they're long, and I wish that there was someone who would come. And then they come. This is the family, the Christian family, the church, the ones that I talk about when I confess my faith and I believe in the holy Christian church. When I have a living relationship with the Lord, then there is a freedom that allows me to grow spiritually. For Jesus has said, "If you will abide in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." He captures our hearts. He puts within us a new spirit. He takes away the guilt. He takes away that self-centeredness. He takes away those silly appetites that we have and gives us new ones. I don't have to live my life out in obedience to a lot of rules that I may not like. I live my life in relationship to a Savior who says, this is the way I want you to live. And because there is so much love from Him to me and me to Him, that's the way that I want to live. Not controlled by legalistic laws, but controlled by a personal relationship with a Savior who will guide me and direct me and forgive me. That's my Lord. And that's the one who is necessary for us to have a relationship with if we're going to have quality living. But you say, you know, you have me confused. You have really described the Christian life very well. But I've been a Christian for many, many years. And I don't have that real full life that you're talking about. Don't you? No, you say, I still have to pray. Pray every day. God, create in me a new spirit. God, give me a clean heart. God, restore me into my relationship with you. I have to pray that every day. That's right. Do you remember what the great St. Paul wrote to the Philippian church? He said, not that I obtain all of this, or that I have been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Jesus Christ took hold of me. This is the life He has for us. He helps us a long life way. It is not perfect while we are here. Everything here is broken. And so that perfection that we long for finally does not come to us until we get to heaven. But He's working with us, and we begin to sense what quality living is all about. To know that I can be forgiven for yesterday and lead on with Him for the day. You're saying I still carry a lot of guilt for what I have done. Then I would pray, and I would live in His Word, and I would ask Him to increase my faith, that I can bring all of my sins, no matter what they are, to the foot of the cross and understand that they are forgiven. That I will let Him work through His Word, that I can see how a judgmental, critical spirit within me can be changed to a forgiving and understanding person. That's the abundant life, where I can live with the promises regarding our heavenly home. And we will join with a writer of Hebrews who says that I have made a discovery, that while I'm in this world, I'm only a pilgrim and a sojourner on this earth. For here I have no lasting city, but I look for the city that is yet to come. And when we live that way, friend, we are experiencing quality living. Quality living? Who of us do not want to live for many years? Quality living? Who of us do not want it? But only through Christ Jesus, the risen Lord, can we experience what it really is. This has been the discovery of some of history's greatest minds. For it was George Adams, spiritually far greater than George Washington or Thomas Jefferson, who said the human being is a body and a soul, and it is only when both are satisfied that we can be at peace. And it was a great St. Augustine with the immortal words that continue to ring today. Man's mind is restless until he rests in God. Resting in God, we have quality living. Amen.
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and
Father in heaven, as we have read and studied this delightful portion of your word, that you have come to give us life and life abundant, mold us and make us according to your will, that truly, O God, we may be able to sing from the bottom of our hearts, "Where you lead me, I will follow." For we know that any other kind of a life finally ends in disaster. But when you take us by the hand and lead us through the difficult days and rejoice with us when all is well, on our way to heaven, then we know what it is to truly have quality living. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. It is our prayer that today's message has brought you perfect peace that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. April is letter month at Christian Crusaders. Throughout this month, we are asking you, our listeners, to simply write a note telling us on what station you hear us and what our broadcast means to you. In return for your letter, you will receive a complimentary Christian Crusaders Spreading the Light keychain pen light while supplies last. Write us today at Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. If you wish, a gift of $2.50 will cover production and mailing costs. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit listener support ministry dedicated to serving the spiritual needs of those unable to attend worship in the church of their choosing and all others who have need to listen. We thank all who support us with their prayers and gifts. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 69th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.